The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Curbs in hospitality and changes to travel were among some of the latest restrictions announced on Friday evening. So how are those sectors managing since that news? Well, we'll be joined by a number of people, but first up is Sarah Kennedy, wedding expert. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Pat. It's myself, Sarah Slattery, so I'm the travel expert.
Ah, we are expecting Sarah Kennedy as well. So let's talk to you. Actually, while we're waiting for the other Sarah to come online, our reporter Ian Smith took to the busy streets of Cork, asking people what they think of the latest restrictions.
What's your views on the latest restrictions?
As hard as it is, the most important thing is that we all come out the other side safe and sound and look after the elderly and look after our small children. You know, having to wear masks in school is going to be tough on the younger ones, but look, as long as we're all safe in the end, that's the main thing, isn't it?
Would you have confidence in the government and NPHET's advice so far?
Well, I think there's very mixed messages coming out. It can be very confusing. I think they need to maybe come together and put stronger messages out there.
So I actually feel very sad that it's come back, but I feel that they're very necessary in order for us to have some sort of a Christmas. I just feel very sorry for the hospitality industry. It's very tough on them. Very, very tough.
Will you be restricting your movements over the Christmas period?
I will, and I'll be following the guidelines because I'm a school teacher and I want nothing more than for the schools to open on January 6th.
So I'm actually a supervisor of one of the big bars in Cork. Come end of September, start of October, we got to go out, we got the taste of all of that again, which is great and stuff, but now they're introducing the restrictions again, which is tough. It's tough for my age group, it's tough for the businesses and stuff, because we're going to have to lay off a lot of people. My age group has missed out on so much. I've missed out on my debs, I've missed out on a whole year of going out in college, so it is kind of tough.
How are you feeling with the latest restrictions now that gyms have to check COVID certs on arrivals?
I mean, it's not something I particularly welcome. Of course, I'm all for the safety of our members and the safety of our staff, but at the end of the day, this means now that we have to have a staff member at the door at all times to check COVID certs, whereas with the whole COVID situation anyway, all of our kind of sectors are down staff as it is. That leaves us down even more staff. As our gym stands anyway, we've been taking some serious precautions ever since this whole situation came about. If it's only to be implemented now, that makes no sense, because if it was to be implemented anyway, it should have been implemented in the first place like it was for everything else.
It's all about health. Whatever we got to do, really, to get through Christmas. I don't think nightclubs should have really opened. I think they opened too much. Definitely people checking hotels should have always had COVID certs. That should have never been able. That just completely contradictory to what we were doing.
So you'd agree with the certs as well on arrival for leisure centres and gyms?
100%, yeah. If you're using all the same facilities, the vaccination's key, I think, and that's the way to go. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it at all. I thought once we got vaccinated that things would almost go back to normal, but now that the restrictions are back, I'm almost wondering when can we ever go back to normal. I feel like cases are going up a lot, so I feel like something has to be done, but taking out clubs entirely is a bit far. I feel like I don't really know how they can survive.
Don't really affect me at all, if I'm going to be honest with you. I don't go to nightclubs, I go to pubs. Restrictions have kind of been here for a while, so keep people safe.
I suppose we have no choice, and really the government just have to implement these things and we just have to follow.
Are you happy with them, or is there anything that you may disagree with?
The masks on the children going to school probably will be a big factor, because it's just annoying for them, they're just not used to it, you know.
Have you had confidence in the government so far?
I wouldn't really have an awful lot of confidence in them, to be honest with you. I know now they're doing their best, the best that they can possibly do, but I think they could give out more information in the whole thing.
So that's Elaine Smith talking to people on the streets of Cork about the latest restrictions. We are joined by two Sarahs, as you heard. We already met Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, and Sarah Kennedy, a wedding expert, is joining us as well. And Paul Trevo, proprietor and chef at Trevo's in Killarney, to talk about the hospitality sector and restaurants in particular. But good morning, one and all. We're going to go to Sarah Kennedy, so we will continue to do that because she is there. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, what did you make of the exceptions that were laid down for your sector particularly? Are you pleased?
Well, I don't think anybody's particularly pleased, given that we're at where we're at and the numbers are so high. But there was good news. Initially, now, when the announcement was made, there was a general sweep made across all indoor hospitality and events. Micheál Martin later came back to say that weddings were going to be unaffected by those restrictions, those further restrictions. So as of today, there should be no changes as per what we would have had over the last few weeks, which is the midnight curfew. There's no restriction around number at present. and no COVID certs are still in place. There is a little bit of there's mixed messaging between media coming out that there are meant to be a table of six restriction, but that hasn't been outlined anywhere yet. So it's still business as usual. The standard tables of 10, from my understanding, still apply, but I could be wrong by the time the Fáilte Ireland guidelines come out that outline the specifics for weddings.
Yeah. Tables of six would be quite small for a wedding. So
it
the
would.
Venue...
No, we did it before, so it would have been in place for a number of months before the restrictions started to lift. Look, if it has to be done, it has to be done. And if it makes the function space safer, great. But the reality is that, you know, with a wedding, it's very difficult to keep that table of six where there's no mingling between tables, because you've got so many family members there who are already mingling anyway. So I would find it unlikely. Now, I could be corrected if I'm wrong, but at this moment in time, it doesn't look like that table of six is going to be there if, as per Micheál Martin, that weddings will be unaffected by the recent announcement.
Yeah, because if the venue doesn't have tables for six, now most hotels, they vary the tabletops. I mean, they may have a set of legs that can take either a large tabletop or a small tabletop. Yeah. If you've got tables for 10 and you put six at them, well, you've got social distancing, which is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But then you mightn't be able to fit the extra tables in to allow 200 into the same room unless you use the big
capacity.
Tables for 10 for 10.
Exactly. It will reduce capacity and that will happen if that is the case. But it doesn't look like it is going to be the case right now. But it was in a previous batch of restrictions we had. So the venues would be used to the table of six, but it just doesn't look like it's going to be in this particular wave of restrictions.
Now, I know it's your area and you'd love to see everything going ahead full steam. But do you see any logic in making exceptions of weddings, except that people have committed large sums of money and time and invitations and all the rest? So it would be tragic for the individual couple to have to cancel a wedding. So do you think that Taoiseach did it out of kindness rather than out of science?
Well, you see, I think one of the things to bear in mind is we're coming into one of the quietest periods for weddings, right? So it's not like it's the summertime where you've got back-to-back Monday to Sunday weddings.
Yeah.
There is quite a low number. Now, don't get me wrong, as you go between that week between Christmas and New Year's, it's probably as good as getting a Friday or Saturday in August. It's very, very busy. But I think, again, when Micheál Martin, if we go back to this time last year, the logic behind just leaving weddings go as they were at that particular time was really around there is not a huge amount of weddings that are going to be taking place in the broader scheme of it. Do I think further restrictions should be put on it? I honestly don't know. I'm not an expert in really, I suppose, the logic behind, you know, how decisions are made, because I'm still scratching my head at so many of them. But I do think that there probably needs to be some level of governance and guidance really around the, you know, testing.
The way it is at the moment... Well, I would agree with that. But the way it is at the moment, if you're going to a restaurant, you have to have your vaccine cert to go inside. There is only six people at every table. And you're likely to spend only, you know, given it's a busy time but for restaurants at Christmas, you'll be restricted to 2 hours. Then you have to get out to make way for the next service. And restaurants in the current regime like to have maybe 15, 20 minutes to clear the air and do all of that and wipe things down. In a wedding, you're maybe 6 hours with the same people and you're potentially 10 to a table. I'm just wondering, because some of the feedback I've been getting is that people would say, look, I would love if the government said vaccine certs only, because there's Uncle Martin who is staunchly anti-vax and quite frankly, we don't want him there, but we have to have him. So if the government gave us the fig leaf, we could say to everyone, look, if you're coming to the wedding, you have to show your vaccine cert and then you will be more than welcome.
Of course. And you know what, Pat? There's so many venues that have taken it upon themselves, despite government restrictions, to turn around and say, we are now asking all of our couples to ask to let their guests know that we will be looking for COVID certs upon check-in. And some are completely going and taking ownership of that, because you have to remember there are some very, very small venues across this country who, if their staff get it, they can't proceed and deliver weddings because they can't, you know, they just don't have the capacity of staff to churn in, churn out. But no, I think I ran a poll on my Instagram just last week, I think it was, about the COVID cert piece. And I think it came back that there was about 80% that would be comfortable with their guests being asked for COVID certs. And 90% had no issue with antigen testing being asked of guests as well in advance of attending the wedding. So I do think that there is an it's not, operationally it's a nightmare, as I'm sure you can imagine. Auntie Mary arriving without her COVID cert after getting her invite, and she's all done up in her finery and being sent home. But like, again, this, you know, that's the, to your point, the kindness card. It's not about that, but it is an operational nightmare for the hotels to run, because you've got a big influx of people arriving at one time and trying to get everybody through the door. But in saying that, whatever it takes to keep safety going, and plus, there is an appetite in the industry to not get shut down again, to not end up having to go back to the way it was for the last winter period. So I don't think there's an over, there's not too high a level of people that aren't, open. Yeah. Making sure that everything is
basically
safe and doing what they have to do.
The public, as you know them, are kind of ahead of the government on all of this.
There's a lot that are just taking action themselves. Like, there was one bride in particular that I heard of that basically had, just before the church, she had an antigen test station set up for guests that was professionally ran, and got guests to do it. Luckily, nobody produced a negative there and then, so the party could go ahead. But I do genuinely think that, guests are, A, they themselves are taking personal responsibility, but also I think that for couples, they don't want to run the risk of their day being compromised by somebody there that could potentially be spreading it. Yeah. And the reality is, we don't all know that we have it. So,
the truth is, if you're sound in wind and limb, but you don't know whether you're asymptomatic with COVID, don't want to give it to a vulnerable person, elderly relatives who are typical attendees at weddings, and who, although they may be double vaxxed and even they may have a booster, they just may be vulnerable with some underlying condition. You don't want to be the one to bring it into the wedding.
You would hate it to be on your watch. And do you know what? What's happening, and so I'm getting so many couples get in touch in the last week, and they're just sharing their experience. The drop-off numbers of guests are quite high, particularly after Friday's announcement as well. There are some that are just choosing not to go. And I think that's really the message that's been sent out there, is just choose your battles wisely. Whatever you go to, if you don't feel that it's somewhere you want to be where there's a large crowd, you don't go, or if you are going, reduce then all of the other mingling that you're doing. So, and I think that's really been the big case of it. And I think for those wedding couples who are getting married, that's what they're feeling right now. It's that kind of, that managing that that drop off, and then balancing that with their venue to kind of get the real time numbers, which that's,
as I say, it would be probably helpful to couples if the government made a recommendation that only people who had a COVID cert would be made welcome, or who had done an antigen test just before the wedding.
No point in doing
one 2 or 3 days before.
No, exactly.
That's
but,
no good
you know,
to
there
you.
There still is, even though there's quite a high majority that have no issue with the likes of COVID certs or antigen tests, there's still there's a lower number, albeit definitely a more vocal number, of those who are very anti-COVID cert. And I would have got an awful lot of messages with this. And of course, there's two sides to this. But there are some that are they do not want to see that being imposed for a wedding day. So look, I think that there are two sides, but for me, I've watched this now for 2 years, an industry that's been opened up, shut down. And from my perspective, we need to do whatever we can to keep the ship sailing, so we don't end up with another January to March where it was just tumbleweed and nobody was working, and it was crippling. And you see, it's not just the hotels that get shut down, it's everything around it. It's the makeup artists, it's the bands, it's everything. So we need to do whatever we can to just keep the ship sailing and keeping weddings as safe as possible. And luckily, the majority of those who are going to weddings are really taking good, strong personal responsibility with this, and that's great.
Very good, Sarah. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Sarah Kennedy, wedding expert. Sarah Slattery, travel expert, the travel expert, is also on the line. Sarah, listening to all of that, that's an area I suppose there's not much tourism in for weddings, although perhaps there is. But tell us how the new travel restrictions have impacted on your business.
Yeah, well, just over the weekend, hi Pat, just over the weekend, it's been very confusing for people. And I think since this began, I've probably had more messages on social media than I've ever had from just people who are completely confused by the latest restrictions. As you know, we know anybody arriving into Ireland, whether you're vaccinated or not, now has to have a negative test taken within 48 hours of arrival.
That's 48 hours for an antigen test, 72 hours for a PCR test, and they kind of couldn't get it in place when they thought they would, and they had to defer it by a couple of days. But I don't get the antigen test 48 hours because, you know, you could be brewing COVID, you might go positive on PCR at that stage, but negative on antigen. The antigen really has to be just before you fly. The government doesn't seem to get the science on this. They just don't seem to get it.
No, and to be honest, I don't think a lot of people are getting it either. I think it was for people who were due to travel, a lot of people had cancelled because they were afraid they'd get stranded abroad. Other people were trying desperately to get tests because they didn't know where to get tests. And then I think the biggest problem really was the sort of mixed messaging. Even right now on the gov.ie website, there's a note at the end of the travel information section to say that if you arrive without a negative test, you can home quarantine and take a PCR test within 36 hours of arrival. Now, that is like, I heard Stephen Donnelly say the same thing the other day. And, you know, the onus is on the airlines to check you have your test before you fly. And so many people that I heard from were not allowed board the flight because they didn't have their test. They missed their planes. They had to go off and get testing. They had to overnight in hotels. So, you know, to have this still on the government website is what's confusing people. So a lot of it is about, I mean, I know we all have to do our bit and we all have to make travel safe and you know, people are acceptable to that. But if you are going to bring in such drastic changes at such a last minute, you need to have the messaging clear. And I think that was one of the biggest problems. And unlike, you know, Sarah with the wedding section, unfortunately, this is one of the busiest times for travel. So many people with travel plans over Christmas. Kids who were due to go to Lapland at the weekend, you know, people have put off holidays for 2 years and it was a big, big trip to Lapland. You know, some of those people cancelled. And, you know, it was just, for me, I felt it was one of the hardest weekends since we started this.
And yet if they did a PCR test, it would have covered them going to Lapland and coming back. Because that's what the government said. If you're doing a kind of an overnight, a couple of days, some people go to football matches in the UK and so on, that your test on leaving would cover you getting back. So anyway, Sarah, my sympathies to everyone in the travel business because it's a very, very difficult time. Thank you very much for joining us. Paul Trevaux, proprietor and chef at Trevaux's in Killarney. Paul, how did you greet the latest restrictions?
Morning, Pat. How are we doing? Well, I think what we're doing now is we're proving Einstein right, that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And that's exactly what we're doing. To be very honest with you, Pat, the restrictions that came in for hospitality, there's not much of a difference. I wasn't doing songs and dancing, jumping through hoops on October 22nd when they lifted them. It's made very, very little difference. Unfortunately, the damage is done because Tony has come out and said, don't go out, don't socialise, don't do anything. And our business is now absolutely destroyed, decimated. And at some stage, we're going to have to do the one thing, because the government have gotten one thing brilliantly correct. They have you, me, and everyone in this country pointing their finger at the publican, the restaurateur, the vaccinated, the unvaccinated, the under five, the over five. They have everyone pointing fingers at everyone except for themselves. And at some stage, they're going to have to admit that they've got so much wrong. And they've destroyed the livelihoods of hundreds of thousands of people yet again coming up to this winter. And businesses simply can't take it. They're gone. They're absolutely wiped out. So at some stage, we're going to have to turn around and say, listen, Micheál, listen, Tony, maybe you are the ones that we need to start pointing the fingers at.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lack of detail and rigor in everything that they've been doing. For example, you know, blanket rules about ventilation. I think I saw a point being made before the weekend saying some venues have absolutely state-of-the-art ventilation and they could certainly handle more than 50% of an occupancy. Others, they shouldn't really have 50% in because there's, the state of their ventilation is so bad. No square footage rules in terms of how many you can cram into any given space, no matter how many people you have at a table, all that sort of thing. And if people were given guidance, if you were told, look, if you install two of these machines that clear the air in your restaurant, or if you have, for example, air conditioning that brings in fresh air continually, you know, you're safer than someone who just has windows which are closed because it's cold. There's no guidance, really.
I think what we have to do at this stage now is we're just going to have to call a spade a spade. They've got a very good saying out there, follow the science. So we actually need now to follow the science more than ever, which is hardcore facts and statistics. The reality of it is that in the last 4 weeks, there was just over 150 outbreaks of COVID. Two were associated to restaurants. Two. All the money that has been squandered by this government by giving unnecessary grants, unnecessary subsidies, shutting down businesses unnecessarily, would have every single classroom in this country filled with all the filters that they need, and we'd have extra ICU beds here right now. So again, don't point the finger at your neighbour. Don't point your finger at Uncle Johnny who doesn't have the vaccine. Point the finger at the ineptness of this government and NPHET, and they have dug themselves a hole so deep, in my opinion, that they can't go back on it now. That they can't go back. So they have... Why are we shutting down restaurants? The stats... There's a reason why Tony Houlihan, why Micheál Martin, why Stephen Donnelly will not do a debate with me live. Because I will call them out for being full of it. There is a reason why these guys will not show up and that they always are interviewed on their own. Because people can take them to task now at the moment. And that is the hardcore
I certainly take them to task. When they show up here, they get taken to task on this program. I can assure you of that. But you talk about ventilation and all the rest of it, and it would put all the ventilation that is needed in schools. But then you have Professor Philip Nolan saying he doesn't believe in HEPA filters, that they'd work in schools. So that's where you're at. You're right about contradictions and so on. Paul, we leave it there. Paul Treveau, proprietor and chef at Treveau's in Killarney.